News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
The government is planning to ban the sale of nicotine pouches to under 18s and to limit the flavours in nicotine inhaling products, in other words, vapes, and to limit them down so that the only flavour would be tobacco flavour. This is going to be debated in the Dáil today. Some are suggesting that if it goes ahead, the effect that it will have will be to drive people back to cigarettes with a commensurate increase in risk and health damage from a shift from vaping to cigarettes. Professor John Crown is with us. He's consultant oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital Group. John, is that a fear that you would share?
Good morning, Anton. Good morning to your listeners. I really would not. I mean, I think the truth of the matter is that the reason that they're putting flavorings into vape is to make them a more attractive product. I think a motivated, determined to quit smoking current smoker is going to use vaping as a very legitimate and very effective bridge to becoming independent of nicotine addiction will not be turned off simply for that reason. I find it not exactly credible as an argument, to be honest with you.
What about the argument that says that the indications are that they are so much more, I mean, I was gonna, good for you is the wrong phrase, but less negatively impactful than cigarettes, that we shouldn't be trying to discourage them?
Oh, Anton, don't get me wrong. I agree. I think these products are vastly less dangerous than cigarettes or cigars or pipe tobacco. The problems with them are twofold. Number one, they're not harmless. They do have harms associated with them, serious lung damage. We don't as yet know the long-term data in terms of cancer causation. There certainly are individual chemicals in some vape products that are known to be carcinogenic. But the other, the more important, the critical issue is that it is educating or recruiting a new generation of nicotine addicts. And once you become a nicotine addict, one of the easiest ways to sate that nicotine addiction is to take up smoking. So the idea that we would, after having gone through the extraordinarily successful good work we've done in this country over the last 40 to 50 years to dramatically reduce the frequency of smoking among young people and among adults, we're running a real risk that we're building up another great big bank of potential smokers down the line who will have this difficult to deal with nicotine addiction. So I'm not, I must admit, persuaded of that. I would say to those who advance this argument about the flavoring, that because the flavorings make the product more attractive, it will make it easier to transition off smoking. Well, if that is true, I commend the public-spiritedness of the people who advocate that. And I'm sure they will then agree with me that perhaps we should allow flavored products, but only on a medical prescription and only to be sold in a pharmacy as medicinal products. But that the run-of-the-mill vapes which are available, I think, should be, according to the new legislation, neutral in flavor or tobacco flavored.
Because your thesis is that if somebody is trying to quit, they will live with the flavor not being particularly nice because it sates a pre-existing addiction and helps them to wean themselves off it. Whereas if you're a young person starting, if it tastes as bad as tobacco, they're not going to start.
It's like you read my mind, Anton. It's perfect.
John, thank you very much. That is Professor John Crown, who is consultant oncologist at St. Vincent's Hospital Group.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.